And I would like to invite County Board Member Robert Pollard to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Madam Clerk is taking the roll. I did want to mention that County Board Member Tom McCray, your thoughts and prayers can be with his family. His brother's wife's sister just died of Lou Gehrig's disease, and that's why he's not here tonight. Is the roll taken?
Okay, you get a call from Mr. Dodd.
Yes, Jim Dodd is not here, Ann Gorman is not here, and Liz Dalton is not here, and Mr. Jones. We have five absent this evening. And I would like to ask everyone to rise and observe a moment of silence tonight for County Board Member Helen Hawkins, who died only 13 days ago on September 6th, and for former County Board Member Harry Thoreau, who died on August 15th. Helen served on this board since 2002. Mr. Thoreau served as a county board member from 2002 through 2006. Thank you. I do want to mention that I had the flag lowered to half staff today at 4 o'clock through tomorrow morning in honor of Helen. And we do have speakers this evening. But we first, I would first ask for a motion to approve the August 15th minutes. We have a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And we do have one award this evening, is that correct? Okay, and that, so we're not having that this evening, okay? Mr. Clint Jones is in attendance, and so we have three speakers. Is the mayor of Hamel, Larry Blumker, here? Okay. Mayor Blumker, if we do have a three-minute limit, take your time as you come forward. Our procedure here is that after 2.5 minutes, I will tap the gavel for you to know that you have 30 seconds, and so you have 3 minutes.
Well, let me start by saying that I am Larry Blumker. I am the mayor of the village of Hamel. I am also a board member of the Route 66 Byway Authority. We are the 501c3 that preserves and promotes Route 66 in Illinois. I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Before you this evening is a resolution in support of a federal designation for Route 66 as a National Historic Trail. Route 66 is historic, is iconic American history. It was critical to the development of Madison County. It's an economic engine for the state of Illinois, but it has no federal designation, and it has not since 1977. Right now, there is broad and bipartisan support to change that. Rodney Davis, Congressman Rodney Davis, has sponsored House Bill 66 to give Route 66 the federal designation that it deserves. I'd like to ask you to join all of the Route 66 communities in Illinois in supporting this measure. And in closing, I'd like to thank my county board rep, Phil Chapman, and the members of Planning and Development and Transportation for bringing this forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We now have five appointments. Would anyone like any of these five appointments to be considered separately? Mr. Tricano, would you like for one to be considered separately?
No.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Yes. Yes, Ms. Champoli?
Yes. I need 3B to be separate.
3B?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any others? So If we could just go then to a vote on 1, 2, and 4, A and B.
Motion to approve.
All in favor? Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now we have for consideration for the Madison County Housing Authority. This is a reappointment of Bobby Collins to a new four-year term.
I so move.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. I'm sorry, not roll call, but all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Ms. Shimpoli.
It is 4B that I would like separated.
Well, I think we just voted. I'm sorry.
We've already approved it, sorry.
Okay, if we could go, Mr. Madison, as chairman of the Facilities Committee, would you please bring in the resolution?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow board members, Facilities Management Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee has one resolution to award a contract for the emergency repair of the prisoner elevator at the Madison County Courthouse at a cost of $58,500 with Kona Inc. in Olivet, Missouri, whom we currently have a service contract with, and I move for its adoption.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Shimpoli, on behalf of the Finance and Government Operations Committee, could you please bring in the two items?
Yes. Finance and Government Operations has two items on the agenda. Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, it's a summary report of claims and transfers, and it's an immediate emergency appropriation for the 2016 State's Attorney VOCA Crime Victim Assistance Grant, and I would like your approval.
We need a second. Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Jones, on behalf of the Grants Committee, could you please bring in the two resolutions?
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I'd like to bring forward a resolution authorizing a UDANG loan, low interest loan to the Village of East Alton. Number two is a resolution authorizing the submission of the 2019 Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program grant application for the County of Madison.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Can we get those separated out, please?
Yes, we may. Could we please consider number one first, and that is the resolution authorizing a UDAG low-interest loan to the Village of East Alton. And we do have, a second for that? We have a second. Any discussion? Yes, Mr. Michael.
Chairman, thank you. I'm opposed to this loan, not because of anything to do with the Village of East Alton, the developer, the owner, simply because I object to UDAG funds being used for economic development. As a county board, we've never used the UDAG loan for economic development, only for the health and safety portion of the loan. So therefore, it could go to things like if a fire district needs a fire truck or a water district needs help purchasing a pumped or lift station, which to me, we're trying to help out fellow governmental entities to keep taxes low. But on this one, it'd be a low-interest loan to help a commercial developer basically renovate a shopping mall. So in the private sector, you're probably looking at, my estimate, a 7% loan over 10 years, which would save them approximately, my guess, is around $135,000. So I guess my question is, why are we, if somebody can answer it, as a government aiding a developer by giving them essentially $135,000 below market rate loan, when I'm sure there's a shopping mall somewhere in East Alton that called up the commercial bank, got a loan, paid the 7%, is paying property taxes right now. I wouldn't be very happy if I was that person. To me, I think we should stay out of choosing winners or losers when it comes to the private market. We should just provide basic services like roads, bridges, police protection, and so forth. So therefore, I'm going to vote no on this.
Any additional discussion, Mr. Parkinson?
Yeah, I just had a question just
because I don't really know. Maybe if I could direct it to, I think Clint is head of that committee. Is that
actually Ms. Bodenbach? Could you please come forward to the podium?
I'm curious. Who does the loan go to? Does it go to the property owner or to the village?
Let's give
it goes to the village of East Alton. We're not loaning any money to any property owners or developers. This is a loan between the Madison County and the village of East Alton.
So the loan's actually to a government entity. It's not to
the loan is the government entity, and you can read in the bylaws on the application. Economic development is part of this. Is part of it.
Okay.
It's good for infrastructure loans,
yes,
but it can also be used for economic development.
Actually, before Mr. Asadarian, let me permit Ms. Bodenbach to answer the question. Mr. Michael had a question.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I was just, as a board, I said, why would we get involved in commercial real estate business giving a loan to one? Which I understand, it's legally to the city. It has to be. I talked to staff members. They said, yes, they're going to then take the money, and they'll be giving it to the developer. Mm-hmm. It's just the mechanism by which it works.
Very good.
The UDAG money has been established for either economic development projects or health and public safety projects.
Mr. Asadarian?
Yeah, I'm in favor of this. It's going to bring additional tax dollars in down the road with property tax increases, hopefully more jobs. And the fact that we're drawing 4% on our money is much better than what we're doing right now. Thank you.
Yeah. So if I could.
Mr. Wesley?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. This area, excuse me, although not in my district, has been a blighted area for a number of years. And we've got a developer willing to go in and make changes that's going to bring a stronger tax base, going to bring business to that area. And I think as a body, we should support those kinds of enterprises. So for that reason, I'll be voting for this.
Mr. Madison?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I agree with those. I completely understand where Mr. Michael's coming from completely. Made the same argument myself. In this case, I see it a little differently. It's somebody that is taking on a dilapidated building that's already in that building, moved into it as a dilapidated building, and has turned their part of it into a very successful business and made that part of it much nicer. That development there used to be a very nice premier shopping area in that area. They don't have very much. East Alton's not very big. And I would love to see, since we know that this person is familiar with the area, is a successful business person, is successful in this location, I can't imagine a much more perfect storm than this. So I will be for it for that reason.
Thank you. Mr. Pollard?
Keep in mind, this is what this program is for. It's exactly what it's for, economic development. This has been dilapidated forever. In 2006, this property was, EAD was $3.5 million, and now it's $950,000. This is going to be filled up over time. It's going to be, as soon as we get this approved, it's going to fall like a dominoes, and we have about six other tenants ready to sign as soon as we get this going. So this is a win-win for both of us. So it needs to be voted for, and I appreciate everybody's support, please.
Thank you. Mr. Walters?
Yeah. I had the pleasure of speaking with the mayor of East Alton today, and I agree 100% with what you're saying, what everybody says. This is going to bring 300 to 500 jobs to this area. It is a great area. I talked to the mayor. I said, I'm glad you have the movie theater there because Edwardsville is a little drive for me, and I go to bed early, so I'd have to go to the matinees there. So this is a great thing. It is a great area. They have the movie theater. They have the hockey rink. They have a lot of stuff going on there, and I think this will do nothing but help that region. So I will be voting aye.
Thank you. Mr. Chapman?
Mr. Walters addressed one of my questions. I know that one of the criterions for a loan is that for every $10,000 that is loaned, there must be one permanent job that is created, or the loan does not fit the criterion. Now, I've been told through various sources that there's as many as 200 jobs that would be created by this. Have I been told accurately, Ms. Bodenbach?
They submitted in their application that there are 34 units available, and so just a rough estimate, they averaged out about 10 jobs per unit, knowing that, you know, some will have a great deal more, some will have less, but that's how they arrived at actually 350 to 400 jobs, permanent jobs.
Is it also true that Ace Hardware is going to be one of your flagship businesses that initially is going to move into the shopping center?
I don't think that's been announced yet. There are a number of tenants that they're looking at, but nobody that they are ready to announce publicly yet.
Thank you for your complete answers.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah, I'd like to say before this, the money is actually given to the Village of East Alton, they will have to pass an ordinance approving and saying that they will back this loan, that they will pay us back. And they still have to turn this in to us, be reviewed by the state's attorney to make sure everything's okay. So we don't, if this does get passed, we don't just cut them a check. There's still more process in this. So we are guaranteed to get our money back. And in all the years that UDAG has been around, nobody's ever defaulted on it yet. So.
Yes, Mr. Moore.
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if Mr. Jones could let us know when it was voted on at the Grants Committee, what the voting split was.
With the what split?
With the split and the vote, if not. Was it unanimous? Was it
unanimous.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, and Mr. Pollard, you'd like to speak again?
No, I'd encourage anyone that hasn't been by there lately. This guy's had it since, I guess, December. I mean, you wouldn't even recognize the place. He's already put a ton of money in it himself for trying to get this. And to Phil's point, we can't really say who is interested out in public yet, but and we won't know the exact amount of jobs until we actually sign off on these things. But Trudy is right, it's going to be 300 to 500 depending on who the tenants are. So anyway, I encourage everybody to go by and take a peek at that right now. It looks great, and this guy's done a great job with it.
Any, yeah, Mr. Michael.
Thank you. So it appears I've lost that argument clearly, which is fine. But I just want to reiterate that my argument was nothing against, I'm sure this is going to look great. I'm sure it already is dilapidated and this person's doing a great thing. My argument is on the principle and the fundamental role of government. I heard somebody say we're going to get a 4% rate that's better than what we're getting now. We're not a bank. That's not our job, is to loan money and make money off taxpayers' money. This is taxpayer money, even when it comes to a grant. I pay federal income tax and state income tax. All these grants are funded by taxpayer money and loans. And the role of us is not to prop up, support, or incentivize any type of development in this way. And that's why I'm personally against TIF districts, okay, as well. I think it's picking winners and losers. It's not our role. So that's why. Again, it has nothing to do against East Alton or the developer. So,
call for the vote.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Jones, would you please bring in the second resolution on behalf of the Grants Committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I'd like to bring forward a resolution authorizing a commitment to the St. Louis Regional Chamber.
Oh, we got to do two.
D2. Resolution authorizing the submission of the 2019 Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program grant application for the County of Madison.
Second. We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Jones, again, on behalf of the Grants Committee, could you please bring in the resolution?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I'd like to bring forward a resolution authorizing commitment to the St. Louis Regional Chamber.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
I just got a quick question.
Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
Does the St. Louis Regional Chamber also have resolutions that support us? Just a question. I mean,
I don't know the answer to that question.
I think they have a commitment entity that's part of it.
I was in that committee meeting. They committed that that this is that they do economic development within the region. But I'm not sure if you use the word resolution. I don't know. Yes, Mr. Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this resolution, is my understanding that there are two levels of commitment for the St. Louis Regional Chamber, at least that are closest to the $30,000 that we're proposed to pay. There's a $10,000 level commitment and a $50,000 level commitment. And so I was just wondering if we are receiving any additional services, or are we paying $20,000 extra that we don't need to be paying?
Mr. Jones, would you like to speak to that, or that was addressed in the meeting? Actually, I can speak to that, and that is the St. Louis Regional Chamber said that basically they serve the metro area, so it's not really in the nature of different levels because they do serve the entire region. But this is in the nature of support for their mission. So there's no level in those sorts of situations. That's the way it was explained in the committee meeting, in the grants committee, which I did attend. Yes, sir.
Is it correct that we receive the same level of support from them at $10,000 as we do at $30,000?
Yes. I mean, if we would, it was stated that if we supported them zero, that they would serve the region the same as they do today. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Holliday, on behalf of the Health Department Committee, would you please bring in the three resolutions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I have three resolutions to purchase various vaccines from Sanofi Pasteur, from Merck Sharp and Dom Corporation, and from GlaxoSmithKline. And I ask for approval of these resolutions.
I own stock in Merck. Can I vote on this?
Do we have a second? We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Futrell, can I get you to finish your vote?
Motion carries. Mr. Wesley, on behalf of the Personnel Committee.
I'm not finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I also have an ordinance amending Chapter 55, Madison County Food Sanitation Ordinance, that was pulled.
That's the final agenda item. Okay.
That's at the end of the meeting.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Aside. I'm still not finished.
Okay. Go ahead.
OSF St. Anthony's Center of Excellence, in partnership with 100 Black Men of America Alton Chapter, is offering a free men's health screening at the Alton Acres Community Center, located at 316 Acorn Street in Alton. The screening will take place Saturday, October the 6th, from 10 to 12. It includes a PSA blood test at no cost, as well as digital rectal exams by James P. Hoff, MD, board-certified radiation oncologist. American Cancer Society estimates that 1 in 5 African-American men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. It's a stat that serves as a call to action for the 100 Black Men of Alton. We tried to lead by example, said 100 Black Men of Alton Chapter's Anthony Buchner last year. If we can raise awareness and save one person's life, or at least get them tested early, we are making a real difference. That is why this initiative is so important to us. So we'd just like to invite anyone that would like to come and get a prostate check on October the 6th to come free of charge. That's all I have at this time.
Thank you. Mr. Wesley, on behalf of the Personnel Committee, could you please bring forward the two resolutions?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I have two resolutions to bring forth from the Personnel and Labor Relations Committee. First one is the resolution authorizing continuation of the self-funded health benefits program and the health savings account program. The second resolution is a resolution approving a security awareness training policy, and I would ask for your approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Madison, on behalf of the Planning and Development Committee, could you please bring in the would you like to bring in just the zoning resolutions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. Planning and Development Committee has several zoning resolutions for your consideration. Z18-0048-49-50-51-56 and 57 all were unanimously approved by the committee. We have a resolution authorizing the demolition of two unsafe buildings and structures, and I move their adoption.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask that 57-0057 be polled and voted on separately?
Yes.
Thank you.
So that's 5-7?
Yes.
So we now have a motion for the zoning resolutions minus 57. And we have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. We can come back to Z180057. Mr. Madison?
Yes, sir. Resolution Z18-0057 was approved by the committee. A hearing was held to consider the petition of Larry Dunn, applicant and owner of record, requesting a variance as per Article 93.034, Section B, Item 6 of the Madison County Zoning Ordinance, and required in order to construct a pole barn that will be 4 feet from the west property line instead of the required 25 feet. This is located in an M1 limited manufacturing distance in Shoto Township at 3126 West Chain of Rocks Road in Granite City, which is fairly near Route 3. So this resolution was approved because it's going to require some extra fencing. He really only has one place he can go. It's a trucking company, and there was no one protesting against this. So it was approved with conditions. There were some other things that I believe that were in here. I don't have the whole thing in front of me that he had asked for. But the 4 feet is allowed. And I want to reiterate, our committee just went through two training sessions over the course of two meetings. These training sessions were two and a half hours long each, I would say. And the training organization came out of the Chicago area. And it was reiterated to me in my prior statements that I've made on the board floor that zoning was designed to be flexible because it is a liberty issue. That is why we have variances. That is why we have special use permits. And I think that became more and more clear to the entire committee as we went through the training. There is no set way to do zoning, but there are some standard practices which we fairly closely adhere to. I've heard a lot of people over time say, if these are our laws, why are we not following them? Because zoning laws are designed to be different than standard, regular, hard, fast laws. They are designed on their principle to be flexible.
Yes. Any additional discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I rise actually to ask that this go back to planning and development. I received several phone calls from neighbors who were unaware that the zoning meeting was taking place. They said that, and these are neighbors that, believe me, look at that gate every day when they drive by to see if there's any notice posted. They didn't see one. They didn't receive a notification. There's a neighborhood that sits directly behind that, consisting of about 8 lots and 5 homes. And this came up 10 years ago when he wanted to build a structure there, and they fought it because where he wanted to build the structure. He wanted to build it in the left rear corner of his property, which would have put it right next to the houses. And they're happy that he wants to build a structure. That's not the issue. It's where he wants to put it on his property is what their issue is. They would prefer to see it closer to the road in the upper right, or lower, I guess, upper right corner. Now,
Mr. Asadorian,
are you making
a motion to table this or send
gas,
it back?
Just to answer that, there's a gas line running through the rest of that property.
There's a gas line that actually runs at a diagonal through the property. And 10 years of petitions being sent to the county, phone calls, emails, complaints. It's a limited M1, and part of the M1 zoning says that you shouldn't have vehicles that are not licensed or broken down on the property, and there are several of those. Manufacturing, you need to produce something. He produces absolutely nothing. And we have just had issue after issue with this individual. And I'd just like to send it back to committee so that the neighbors can properly be informed and they can come to the meeting and voice their concerns.
Are you making a motion to table it and send it back
actually,
to committee?
Actually, I'm making a motion to send it back, refer it back to committee.
Is there a second? Second? I didn't. Oh, Mr. Goggin?
Yes. I had further comment.
Any discussion at this point? I think Mr. Wesley wanted to make a discussion.
Yes, I just wanted to ask, do we have a record of it being properly noticed?
Mr. Duclef is here. I'm not sure he'll know the answer to this question or not.
It's my understanding that the immediate neighbor needs to be notified. Chris. Is that correct?
The question is, was it properly noticed?
You want to use the mic?
Can you?
What paper?
I guess recorded.
The question is, was it legally noticed, properly noticed?
Yeah, all of them are always are legally noticed.
Did you say the Edwardsville paper?
I'm pretty sure we put them in the Edwardsville paper.
Yeah, we don't get that in Granite Bowl.
Yeah, nobody gets the Edwardsville paper.
They were properly noticed. It's normal.
Was there a sign on the property for 2 weeks? You know, probably?
Probably there was, yes. I didn't go down there and take a picture of it. No, not everyone. But
so we placed a sign on the property how early? Before the hearing, do you know?
It probably would have been the 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. So the neighbors would have known if they drove by there that there would have been a hearing coming up and in front of the zoning board. It's advertised for the zoning board hearing.
Okay. Well, these neighbors believe me when I say
there was a planning development meeting afterward they could have attended.
These neighbors
stated their case, which no one attended.
These neighbors, had they seen the notice, believe me. They would have been there. I know them. This has been going on for 10 years. So obviously they didn't see the notice that was posted on the gates. There are two gates. Secondly, I understand that the immediate neighbor needs to be notified, but not maybe somebody the next lot over. Is that correct?
No.
The adjacent property?
Yeah, the adjacent property.
I'm sorry. If we could just maybe we've got Mr. Parker.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are other houses affected by this. The adjacent property is actually a lot, an empty lot.
The property owner probably was notified.
Okay. Mr. Parkinson?
I normally tend to disagree with Art on these issues, and I tend to normally agree with other people on these variances. But on this particular case, I don't see the harm in sending this back and giving these people an opportunity to speak. This property is in disarray. It's terrible. There's junk vehicles and other things on this property. In fact, it's probably in violation of codes.
It is.
So I don't see where, until this guy brings us up to the codes of this county, that we should be doing anything for him. And I think the people around there deserve the right to speak, and I don't think advertising it in the Edwardsville paper is the place to be, but I don't see any harm in us postponing this and let these folks have a right to come in and speak.
Mr. Goggin?
Was this hearing that the neighbors did not attend, was this before or after we stopped holding on-site hearings for these things?
This was afterward, yeah. Zoning boards now takes place here, and we don't go on-site anymore.
I'd just like to say that I like to defer to the board member who it's in his district. So I'm going to go along with Art and send it back. He knows these people the best.
Mr. Michael?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with actually Mr. Parkinson on this. I normally do disagree with Art, and I'm on the committee as well. But there's no harm in putting it back. Sorry about that. There's no harm, I don't think, in just pushing it back, and we can discuss it. And and do it again, Mick, right? I mean, there's no harm.
Yeah, and, you know, future reference, if this issue comes up again, Art, you could call me and give me a heads up, and I'll separate it out for you.
I didn't know about it, just okay. Like the neighbors. I mean, if, well, okay. If I did, Mick, I'd really give you a call. Believe me.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes, well, if we don't do a go-back, and it is, and if it does turn out to be true that we didn't dot every I and cross every T and we didn't follow our own procedures, then we're open probably to litigation, which I would prefer to avoid. And I place a lot of store on what the people who live in a neighborhood think, and I like to hear that. I'm not saying that P&D didn't do what they're supposed to, but let's make sure we've done all this and that we hear the people, is my opinion.
We do have a motion to table this and go back to committee. Any additional discussion? Mr. Walters and then Ms. Kuhn afterwards.
Yeah. I just had a quick,
go ahead, Judy.
Oh, that's all right. I just had a quick question. I'm going along with Art on this. I'm not talking about this situation, but when was it that we quit having on-site zoning hearings? And what was the reason?
It was a couple months ago.
What was the purpose? Because it seems like it's better when they are on-site to me.
We had an issue that probably shouldn't be brought up in this open meeting.
Could have an issue here.
I think Mick could speak to you after the meeting on okay. Some of those issues.
It's an issue that we're not allowed to speak in a public meeting about.
Okay.
We'd have to go into executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Walters.
Yeah, I you know, this spirit, Art, is this in your district? So I'm a firm believer in the person whose district it is, if they want it or they know it better. From now on, I certainly hope when it's in somebody else's districts that the people defer to the person that represents that area, and if they want it or don't want it, that they'll defer to that person. And I think Art's right, this should go back because it's his district, he knows it, so I hope in the future we all get that same respect.
Okay, we have a motion to table. Any other further discussion?
One more thing, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman.
Mr. Madison.
I would like to add on behalf of Planning and Development, I've been in there a number of years, and I have never seen them not follow the proper procedure when it comes to notification.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, any additional discussion? It's not a motion to table. It's a motion to refer back to committee.
Okay, it's a motion to refer back to committee. Mr. Petrillo.
If I may, I'd just like to ask Ms. Dalcliffe, does this gentleman not have a number of issues that have not been cleared up, that have been presented to him, that this property, he's not in compliance with a number of different issues that we've placed before him in the past?
As far as code violations?
Code violations, yeah. And I think he stored things that he wasn't supposed to store, and stacking things, and a number of issues. I need you to kind of clear my mind of it. I know at one time there were a number of issues this gentleman had.
Yeah, I'd actually really, Nick, to be honest, have to go take a look, look back at the previous violations on the property.
I believe that was brought up in committee, and they had been that way in the past, but had been much better.
It must have been in compliant now. Otherwise, yeah, it wouldn't have been allowed to get to this point.
Well, I'm actually with Art a little bit more than I'm against him.
I truly think that if
there's issues like this, I think they need to be cleared up before we allow something to take place when they just don't pay attention
to
us.
Compliance.
Thank you.
I agree. Thank
you. Mr. Malone.
It says here on, I'm with Art, but it says here that Matt Brandemeyer stated that Mr. Dunn was very close to being in full compliance with the zoning ordinance, and that the proposed structure would be a step toward achieving that. So obviously he's got some problems, and he's trying to fix them, but I'm with Art that
close means you didn't win, isn't it?
Right. Right. I mean, it's right here.
Any additional discussion?
Well,
we have a motion to refer back to committee.
He didn't have a building to be able to keep certain things inside of, and that was how I believe what that meant.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. This is a vote on a motion to refer back to committee. Motion carries to refer it back to the committee. Mr. Madison, if you could say a few more words.
I would like everyone, I would like everyone on the board floor to know this one thing. Some of you have heard this, but our last planning and development meeting was a very upsetting meeting. Helen had spoken here that evening on behalf of a lot, 80-some constituents, on an issue that she was with them on, and her last act in this world was to stand up for her constituents, and she won, and I just thought everybody needed to know that.
Mr. Madison, I'll turn it back over to you with this additional resolution from the Planning and Development Committee.
So I'm going to turn item I over to Mr. Chapman.
Great honor to be able to bring in this resolution in front of the board. I want to thank Mayor Lemker for working with me on this, and also Chairman McCray and Chairman Madison for allowing me to bring this to the board tonight. I move the resolution in support of designation of Route 66 as a National Historic Trail. If I may, Mr. Chairman, I believe that this may bring economic development to our county. It is the biggest tourist attraction in the United States to foreigners in Illinois. And it's the second most biggest tourist attraction to American tourists that come to Illinois.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, if you could please bring in the resolution from the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I move the adoption of the property trustee resolution unanimously passed by the Tax Cycle Committee on Tuesday, September 11, 2018.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call. And who's bringing in the items from the Transportation Committee? Mr. Walters? Okay. Mr. Walters, if you would please bring in the items from the Transportation Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. We have five resolutions: agreement funding resolution, North Buchanan Street resurfacing the city of Edwardsville, agreement and funding resolution, 6th Street resurfacing in the city of Wood River, jurisdictional transfer of a portion of St. Rose Road, petition for County A, Chamberlain Bridge, Pin Oak Township, and a resolution for improvement under the Illinois Highway Code. And I so move.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Walters, if you could bring in the additional resolution from the Transportation Committee.
Thank you. We have a resolution to purchase one new 115-horsepower tractor from Madison County Highway Department.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Is there any new business? Mr. Walters.
Mr. Chair, yes. This past week, I had the pleasure of going out to Washington, D.C. with a couple colleagues and a friend of mine. And it's if you haven't been there, it's really neat. I highly recommend that you get out there. I just recommend that if you have a tour guide, make sure the tour guide's either been there before or he or she actually listens to the other people when they take them around the city, because my friend and I had a tour guide, and we walked out, and the first comment our tour guide made was, "Oh, that's a famous building." I go, "Oh, really? What is it?"
I don't know.
I said, "You don't know?" She goes, "No." So then we're walking, and I ask her questions about the Washington Monument. I don't know. Then when she goes, well, we go down the mall. Okay, what's this building? I don't know. I said, have you been here before? She goes, yes. I go out with my husband, but he shows me everything. I said, you're just like my wife. You don't listen to your husband, do you? And she goes, apparently not. In all fairness, Erica was our tour guide. She did a phenomenal job, but I just like to tease her a little bit. Thanks, Erica, for helping us out.
Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Two things. I want to thank the Planning and Zoning for actually denying some things. Secondly, can we chart what we get from the St. Louis Chamber, St. Louis Regional Chamber? Can we kind of keep track of what how Madison County benefits from it? I don't know who that would go to, or would that be you, Doug? Or
yeah, we can do that, Art. We'll make sure that happens.
I appreciate it.
Any additional discussion? Any additional new business? Hearing none, I would yes, Mr. Walters?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yes, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. The health, yeah. Mr. We have to go back to Mr. Holliday. I'm sorry. Turn the page. Yes, Mr. Holliday. We now have the health department.
Mr. Chairman. Or the, I'm sorry. I have to leave.
Okay. And Judy Kuhn needs to leave.
Inspection.
I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the June 20th Madison County Board of Health meeting.
So moved.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Holliday?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen on the board. I ask first that the activity report be placed on file as presented. I also would ask that the ordinance amending Chapter 55 of the Madison County Food Sanitation Ordinance be amended.
Mr. Chairman. We have a second.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Mr. Madison.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask that item 2, the ordinance change, be separated out.
We don't vote on the report.
I think it is.
It is already separated out. I do have some issues with item 2. On the amendments for the food establishments and mobile food establishments especially. One of the first items that I came across was mobile food establishments shall not be stored at a personal residence. And I think that should probably follow local and county zoning ordinances and not be a standalone ordinance, because every situation is different where they may mean for this to apply to neighborhoods, but someone that lives on a 2-acre lot or on 20 acres or out in the country away from everyone, it wouldn't matter. And I think that that needs to be looked at again and possibly removed or amended. As far as another item goes, any applicant, this is under the permit issuance, which any applicant who is not a resident of Madison County must designate a managing agent or registered agent who is a resident and upon whom may serve or service may be made. And I'm not sure that I agree that just because you're out of town, you shouldn't be able to apply for a license and have it, that you should have to find someone locally to do that.
Mr. Madison, are you making a motion to send this back to committee?
Can I comment on that?
I would like to make a motion to postpone till the following meeting so these concerns can be addressed. I can send my concerns.
Should
to
it be
the
addressed
committee.
By the committee again, you think?
I believe it should, yes.
Okay, so are you making
would
a motion?
Would you come and make your personal
I can, yes.
Well, first of all,
if I send it in advance, then you'll be ready and we can have a conversation.
So, Mr. Madison, are you making
a
motion to
send
it back to the health committee?
Yes. Can I talk?
All right. Well, let's first, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Yes, okay. We have a motion on the floor to send this ordinance back to the health committee, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Parkinson.
In reference to your question on the portion about having a person to accept service and locally, if you have a business that's in Missouri and all they're doing is violating local ordinance, it's very difficult to serve them with paperwork that only applies to Madison County. That's the reason I believe that's in there.
Yes, Mr.
May we have Tony address his issues right now?
I have several. I'm not sure that you want to
well,
do that.
Well, you know, I think that it could be a long, drawn-out discussion. We do have a motion to send it back to committee. Ms. Champoli?
Yes. This has been out there for over, I do believe, 3.5 weeks or 6 weeks, to my knowledge. We went through this, and then we reviewed it again. It was out there for the committeemen or for all board members to see.
Out where?
In the committee and online. So it has been out there, and to do last-minute questions, I respect that, but I don't feel that the entire ordinance should be sent back to committee. We have done our due diligence on this, and I respect you, but to clarify a few items, I don't mind, but to send it back to committee for the entire document, I do not agree with.
Any discussion? We have a motion in a second to send it back, similar to what we did before with the other zoning issue. We do have a motion and a second to send this ordinance back to consider to the health committee. Are there is there any further discussion?
I don't see what the harm is in sending it back to committee. Does this have to be passed this month? Does it have to be passed right tonight?
I don't know the answer to that question. Okay. We may have to schedule another one next month.
Why couldn't we just schedule another one next month?
Yeah. Any additional discussion? We do have a motion to send it back to committee for further reconsideration. We do have a second. Roll call.
No. I'd encourage you to vote no.
No.
Motion fails, 12 to 11. So we have a motion on the floor to approve this ordinance amending Chapter 55, Madison County Food Sanitation
Motion
Ordinance.
To approve.
We do have a motion and a second. So we any additional discussion?
Yeah, I have a discussion
point. Yes, Mr. Michael.
And here it says that we're going to increase fees on odd numbers of years at a rate of 5%. I'm not for increasing the fees, so I'll be for voting no.
Any additional discussion? Mr. Pollard?
I can address the fees. I'm on that committee, and actually we raised the fees to just break even. We're not really making any money on this. So.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Wesley?
I make a motion to postpone this till next meeting.
Motion to table or to postpone until the next meeting. Okay, we have a motion to postpone until the next meeting. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second.
Do we have discussion on a motion to postpone?
Yes.
I don't think so. Was it a motion to table before?
No, it's a motion to postpone until the next meeting. It's the way it was.
We just voted no on that.
It is debatable.
Postpone is debatable.
Okay. That's right. This is a motion to postpone until the next meeting. We do have a second. Did someone second this? Or we need a second. We do have a second, Mr. Moore. Any discussion?
You don't have a second.
Please vote no again.
Yeah. Please vote no.
If we could have order, speak in order. Mr. Chapman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the previous vote was so very close, and there seems to be a number of concerns with this, even though it was online.
Point of order.
We're voting.
No, the state's attorney has already judged that we can discuss this issue.
But we're voting. We're voting now.
I didn't understand we were voting.
He didn't call for a vote.
No, this is discussion, Mr. Chapman.
No offense meant to anybody, but
the attorney said it was debatable, so therefore I let Mr. Chapman speak.
Yes, according to parliamentary procedure, I am allowed to speak before the vote.
Go ahead.
It's was a very close vote. There seems to be a number of concerns on a large amount of the people here, and I don't see what waiting for a month. I mean, it was online. No one told me to take a look at it. So I think we should postpone it till next time.
Thank you. Mr. Asadorian?
Yes. Postponing it is okay, I guess, but, what are you going to do in the meantime? Because it's not going back to committee to clarify questions. So how are questions going to be answered by delaying the vote till next month? And if you have questions, let's ask them here. We're here. We're here now. People from the committee are here to answer the questions.
Let's just get an answer.
And if they don't come to the meeting.
Let's try to be in order, please. Mr. Madison, and then I'll, Mr. Up. Yes, Mr. Madison?
I was asked by Mr. Halliday if I was prepared to come to their meeting, and I even offered to send questions in advance and then go to the meeting. So that's how they would be readdressed. And then they'll be voted on again, however the committee decides. But, there are several issues that would take quite a bit of time to go through. And, I see on the second to the last page of our packet, there's a plan review fee. So it costs $675 for a Category 1 or a mobile food truck establishment permit annually, $675. Okay, that's fine. But the first year, apparently, you also have to pay a $250 plan review fee. And I'm not sure exactly if that's what that means. I believe that's what that means. And if it's a new business startup, that's another $250 that we're asking before the business has even had a chance to bring in any revenue. And I don't know if that's a new fee or if that's just stating an existing fee. And I have these questions.
We've never had that before.
Mr. Halliday?
I'm just saying we never had that before. This is a new ordinance being brought up now.
Any additional? Ms. Champoli?
Yes. And, Mick, you and I discussed a fair amount of this on the phone earlier.
Yes.
And, again, I don't mind if that would have been your concern. I wish you would have conveyed that to me earlier today. And
unfortunately, I hadn't read it all until I called you.
So you didn't do your due diligence and waited till today to read
it. I did. I read every word. I read every word.
Our problem.
I only had this for a couple of days.
Really?
And
yes. Again.
Okay, point made. Any other additional discussion? Any additional discussion? We have a motion to postpone it until the next meeting. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
No.
Motion fails.
We like rules. We like fees.
Okay.
That's what that means.
So if we could, we do have a motion on the floor to approve this ordinance amending Chapter 55, Madison County Food Sanitation Ordinance. Any additional discussion?
Mr. Chairman, if I could just make a quick comment.
Yes, Mr. Moore.
I had not read this prior to this meeting. I appreciate the fact that Mr. Madison has taken time to look at it, and he said he has a number of issues. We're talking about an ordinance changing food sanitation ordinance policy, so I think it's pretty important. I don't see the urgency to not have it go back to committee with Mr. Madison, who agreed to go and bring up all the points that he has discovered and have them relook at it. So for that reason, I think it's diligent and good for the county to allow it to go back to
committee. Call for the question.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Ms. Champoli?
I would be glad to answer any of and all of both of your questions again, but for you to wait till the last minute to do that is, to me, inappropriate when I don't do that to most other committeemen. I try and get my questions answered if I'm going to postpone or at least discuss that with them prior to a large vote.
Well, I just allowed that to happen in my committee, so.
Any other additional comments? Mr. Michael?
I just want to say this is the only time in the month that we're together. We get paid almost $15,000 a year to be here. We each have a right to speak on behalf of our constituents. To wait a month is nothing. I don't understand why we just can't wait, and then Nick can have all his questions answered. All right, we haven't even been here an hour, and everybody wants to leave. I just don't
understand.
Any
additional discussion?
Everyone had their own prerogative on voting.
Any new people, any new speakers here? Would like to speak? Yes, Mr. Halliday, you've spoken before, but I think we can.
Call the question.
Would you like to speak again?
If you have some questions, we'd be really love to hear them now, so then everyone could be informed if you have your questions, can we just ask them now while you have the entire Board of Health here, since everyone is a Board of Health member? If we'd ask them now, and then we don't have to leave, and let's have a discussion about it so everyone can have the questions answered, because some of your concerns may be concerns of other board members, so we would love to discuss it now.
Are we going to amend each thing as we agree?
I think that it's more efficient to discuss this if it's either with more time or back to the committee, but the county board has voted not to do that.
Thank you.
And so, therefore, I think it's not very time efficient to discuss every detail this evening. And so, any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Yes, is to approve it, correct?
Yes. Motion carries. 16-7. I'd entertain it. Actually, a new business. If I think we're done. So, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Hold on, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I was going to talk under old business, if that's okay with
you.
Okay. Our last month, we had a board member ask for an investigation into MESD board, which is fine. I did a little research. Apparently, there was some spillage a lot of spillage into the Mississippi, and IEPA knew about it and approved it. I think if we're going to look into that, we should probably look into everything else that's been going on there. As you mentioned, $8 million deficit over 10 years. We have two pumps that are out of the four. It's going to cost approximately $500,000. Why was this not looked at? Why are we now just looking into this? Apparently there were some problems with the pipe. That's why we had the backup. So, you know, if we're going to look into it, I'm all for that. Let's look into it, because apparently this happened on 5/8 of last year, the spillage into the Mississippi. And I don't know if anybody knows it, but Mr. Adler was not appointed until 5/22. So if we're going to do that, that's fine. Then, you know, we can bring Mr. Shipley into it and investigate him also, because I think there's been a lot of problems that fell under him. So if we're going to do that, let's look at all of it. Thank you.
Okay. Any other old business, Mr. Parkinson?
Yeah, it continued to be pumped in after he took office.
The pipe was broken. So, yes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, my goodness. And he got a $25,000 raise. All the Board of Health in the house. I like
that. All right. See ya. That was good.
Thank you.
Draft, which means it's prone to error, and
It's always noted that it's sure. Rough.
Yeah,
that it's yeah. That it's going to be revised. I mean,
I have no problem. I have no problem.
Yep.
Yeah. But mostly I'm looking for the summary sheet.
I hate it.
That gives me the total of the
figures. Yeah. Yeah, we can give that to you, Scott.
Okay. I'll come by tomorrow and grab that.
John Thompson. You want to? We'll give you John's email. Hey, John.
I know. Well,
you
know,
you can start your email. I'll be easier.
Yeah, it's probably easier just to email it because you don't have to go to well, I remember when these were last year.
I'm glad you left.
I had like 3 or 4 versions of it.
That was not worth it.
And, you know, it's sort of, it's one of those things, it's like, yeah, it's
last year was an education.
Now, the meeting was that the first big meeting?
And we don't have another one scheduled as of now. There's just fewer cuts. That always makes things easier. I mean, Alton Godfrey dissolving their township, plus other. It's just more potential work, particularly at the quads. You know, Joe can speak to that.
Every day is long. Don't tell me.
I'm not.
Go replay it.
Okay.
Yeah, go tell me.
Yeah. But I watched it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm Nick.
I just need to go home. I've had enough of county board stuff. I did, but you know what? I need to go see my dog. Who I've been. I was in finance meeting till 8:30 last night, from 5 to 8:30. So I've already done and had a lot of.
Drinking sounds good. Yes.